I'm a poor programmer. How do I overcome it? Don't be poor. Rather, let me tell you something. Most people are not programmers. Okay? Most people only imagine that they can code. They cannot. I'll tell you something. When I was in high school, I was the number one programmer in my high school Java class, and everybody else was trash at it. And then from my entire high school, five of us got into UC Berkeley for computer science. Four of them dropped out. Okay, these five students were the best in the class, me included. Of course, I graduated high school valedictorian. The smartest kids went over to UC Berkeley for computer science because that was a cool thing to do. Four of them dropped out after the first Weider class. They basically failed the computer science class. I got an A plus in that one. Out of my whole entire high school, I was the only student who actually made it to UC Berkeley computer science because nobody else could get in it, and then the four people who got in dropped out immediately. My belief is very few people actually have natural proficiency for coding. They don't have it in them, and many people cannot stand sitting in a chair for multiple hours and have the attention span to code. But now we have this whole entire learn to code movement where everybody thinks they're good at coding. No, you're not. Get over yourself. You're trash at coding. You're nothing at it. Why do you even think you're good at coding? You did some Java tutorial, which was vibe coded, or you just clicked a one-click deploy button on a blog. You ran some NPM Node Package Manager script, and now you think you can deploy blogs and websites. Maybe you should get over yourself and just realize you were never good at coding in the first place. You're not a coder. You're not in tech. You're bad at tech. You're terrible at it. If you were to sit next to a real programmer such as myself, you would see you need to change majors and get out of this field right away because you are never going to make it. I'm sorry. That's just a brutal truth. You don't have it in you. Why do you think you're good at coding? You're not a programmer. Don't call yourself that. You're just poor. You're not a poor programmer. You're just poor. Being a developer now is nowhere near the same as being a developer 10, 20 years ago. Back in the day, in order to scale and deploy even a basic website and scale it up, it was insane. I manually scaled a MySQL database to millions of users using master-slave replication across like five different manually configured database servers. We did not have Docker containers. Everything had to be manually done with a manually written script. I had to manually load balance the web servers, had to deploy Memcache caching servers. I mean, everything had to be done by hand. And now kids think that they can just launch a basic Node.js server with auto-scaling using auto-scaling databases, and they think it's the same amount of work as in the past. No, now you can just deploy blogs and websites with the click of a button. What is unique is always being on the frontier, the edge of technology. What was hard then is easy now. There's no opportunity in that now. Why don't you chase what is hard now? You know what's hard now? Web3. Very few people want to touch Web3. You ask everybody what they want to do, they're on Web2 stack. They want to develop a blog. They want to make a blog now. Who reads blogs? It's done. Google admitted there was a recent post, search site traffic is down. People want to still make blogs. It's over. You're 20 years too late. And actually, I'll tell you one more thing. In the end, coding is IC level work, individual contributor work, right? At the end of the day, every senior engineer must graduate beyond that into either managerial work or they need to be able to lead a team and expand beyond 1x human level work, right? One person can only do 1x impact of work, one human's work. You need to 10x that level of work. And in order to do that, you need to expand beyond IC. So if you have any pride in yourself as an individual contributor based on your sole technical skills, you're thinking way too narrowly about your capabilities. Let's 10x it, right? You need to be able to have some managerial or mentorship skills, and that is the skill that is worth 10x more than your individual technical capability. If all you're doing is just coding, priding yourself on your individual work level, your individual effort, it's not enough. I don't think anybody should take pride in their ability to code. You're being a code monkey based on that. You majored in the wrong thing, right? You thought humanities, arts, philosophy, communications was the trash liberal arts major and you thought you were smart getting into some STEM major. That was totally the opposite direction. You were running in the wrong direction, wildly off course. You just drove your life basically backwards and kicked the ball into the opposite field goal. That's what you were doing. This is a tension economy. Maybe what you need to do now is go back to college and re-attend a philosophy course and a history course such that you can actually garner some attention online. Because nobody wants to watch some Java coding tutorial. Public static void main string args, bracket parentheses, get out of here. Nobody cares. The main innovation of Silicon Valley, wasn't it just immigrant outsourced labor, right? It wasn't tech. It wasn't because it was situated near Stanford or Berkeley. It wasn't because of hard lead code questions and a difficult, challenging, academic, rigorous interview process. No, those were all smokescreens they put up so that they could actually just use quote-unquote meritocracy to hire cheap labor and justify why they have to reject everybody and yet bring in all of the H-1Bs. In part, it's cheaper. In part, they're going to work harder. They're less entitled. They're not going to sue the employer if the employer treats them poorly. And they can have them on an indentured servant lifeline. And that arguably was the main innovation of Silicon Valley. And meanwhile, everybody's out here thinking tech is so great. And they're enamored by tech. And they watch the social media network stories and the movies. And they think it's so cool to be in tech. And Silicon Valley is the place to be. When in reality, the true innovation was immigration reform that they figured out. Because if you go to other cities and other places, they have talent, they have schools, they have everything. Well, how come they aren't able to replicate Silicon Valley's success? I mean, it's really the geo-arbitrage of labor. You outsource it, that was the success. So in my view, I'm not enamored by tech. I think tech is misrepresented. And I think people who eagerly enter tech thinking that it's some knowledge, academic activity that they're getting themselves into have fallen for the media whitewashed version of tech. You know, I used to work at Groupon in Palo Alto. I worked there for 3 months. I rage quit that. Why? Because I felt like I was in a third world country. That was it. I walked into the offices in Groupon. It was a lot of Indian people there. If you go to Meta, they tend to be a China factory. I walked in there. It was just Indian people everywhere. And I was like, yeah, this is a slave farm. I can't. This is not what I'm looking for. I did not imagine this. This is nothing like the life I was thinking about. This immigration thing is a problem. I'm not going to support this thing with my life force. I'm not taking part in this. This isn't tech.